Motu's big problem, the love for samosas. In the vibrant town of Furfuri Nagar, there resided two inseparable friends, Motu and Patlu. These two were not your ordinary pals. They were known far and wide for their delightful adventures and their shared affection for samosas. Be it day or night, you could often hear their voices echoing, "Samosa khane ka plan banao yaar." Let's make a plan to eat samosas, buddy. Among the two, Motu had a unique predicament. His love for samosas was unmatched. He didn't merely like them, he was utterly and hopelessly smitten by them. In fact, he had a nickname that was earned solely because of his obsession, Motu. This title, given to him by Patlu himself, was a reflection of Motu's rotund physique, which was a testament to his undeniable affection for these crispy golden triangles of deliciousness. The samosa connoisseur Motu's fascination with samosas reached such heights that he was the undisputed samosa connoisseur of Furfuri Nagar. He could tell the difference between a well-fried samosa and one that was even slightly overcooked just by its aroma. His eyes would light up at the mere mention of samosas, and he could devour them at an astonishing speed. It was almost like a superpower, and it often left Patlu amazed and amused. People in the town would sometimes joke, "Motu's second love after samosas is watching Motu Patlu cartoon." Yes, you heard it right. Motu and Patlu were avid fans of their own namesake cartoon show, Motu Patlu Cartoon. They would laugh at the hilarious antics of the characters, especially Motu's insatiable appetite. Motu's round dilemma. However, Motu's voracious samosa consumption came with a price. His once athletic frame had transformed into a round belly that was impossible to ignore. He struggled to fit into some of his favorite clothes, and even climbing a few stairs left him huffing and puffing. While he was a source of laughter and amusement for his friends, Motu couldn't ignore the fact that his health was at risk. His round belly was more than just a physical attribute. It was a symbol of his unhealthy lifestyle. One sunny day, as Motu and Patlu sat on their couch, watching their beloved Motu Patlu cartoon on TV, something extraordinary happened. A commercial appeared on the screen, and it instantly captured Motu's attention. It was an advertisement for a new fitness craze that was sweeping the town, protein samosas. The ad claimed that these revolutionary samosas were not only delicious, but also had a magical property. They could help people lose weight while indulging in their favorite snack. Motu's eyes widened with intrigue, and his heart skipped a beat as he watched the commercial. This was it, he thought. This could be the solution to his round dilemma.